Coach Corey Wayne. This is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's video is going to be how you can become interesting to women. I get a lot of emails and I talk to a lot of clients, especially like when I first start talking to them, they have a problem talking to women. They're like, what do I say? I don't know what to talk about. And that's the whole point of this video, is that you want to be interesting. So, well, how do you become interesting? We got to learn interesting things. You got to study books. You got to read authors that you've maybe never heard of before that talk about interesting subjects. And like I talk about in my book, is that when you first meet a woman, you want to do 70-80% of the talking. But obviously, there's going to be points in the conversation where it's going to dip a little bit, where she's going to be kind of, you know, if she's very talkative and all of a sudden she kind of runs out of things to say, you can chime in and say, you know, I was reading this blog post the other day about this ancient site in Turkey. There was this sheep herder or goat herder that was kind of like walking in the middle of the desert, and he sees something kind of sticking out of the ground. It looked like stone or something. And so he went over there and kind of brushed away the side, and there was some kind of large stones of some kind. And so he goes and he tells the government authorities about it. And so they send some archaeologists out there or some people to investigate it or whatever. And they start digging. Well, when they start digging, they start uncovering these columns, these big giant stone columns that are over 1,000 tons. 1,000 tons. Can you imagine? These things are huge. And so they basically, there's these big columns, these beams, and they've got some kind of writing on it that we don't know what it is. And it's got pictures of obviously human beings and all kinds of things. And these things are basically, so they started, you know, archaeologists have excavated this area. And they discovered this area is 12,000 years old. And so you tell me, how is it that supposedly when you look at like the Bible or even the Quran that says human history only goes back about 3,500 years, how do you explain a place in Turkey that is over 12,000 years old and has writings and carvings and stones that are over 1,000 tons? I mean, that's absolutely amazing. So when you talk about things like that, back to the topic of this video, that's something that's an archaeological fact. If you read interesting things, if you read about stuff that the average person doesn't read, so when you're in those, it doesn't have to be just with a woman. It could be someone that you're in a sales call with, or you're in a meeting with, or you're having to entertain people. You can tell stories about this stuff and get people talking about it. And it's fascinating because you won't be talking about the same boring, mundane stuff that everybody else is out there. And if the girl is not really that attractive, maybe her interest level is only 55-57%, so she's not really trying that hard, but you're really into her, you can roll right into something like that and just say, hey, you know, I was reading this book the other day, or I saw this documentary. I mean, the History Channel, there's a television series on there called Ancient Aliens. And they've got all these archaeologists, these professors from UCLA and Harvard, Princeton, and all these different Ivy League universities, and talking to experts all throughout the world. And here's the bottom line, is what you and I think is all of human history is way stranger and way more interesting than we can imagine. There's a place in South America, Bolivia, as a matter of fact. It's called Puma Punku. It's P-U-M-A-P-U-N-K-U. And this thing has some stones and carvings that basically they took a bunch of engineers down there and people that work with stonemasons, and they're like, these are people that cut granite, really hard stone, and they're saying, there's no way I would even take a job like this from somebody. I wouldn't even know how to do this stuff. And this is with today's modern materials, and yet this site goes back several thousand years. We have no idea who built it, but these stones are gigantic. Some of them are over 100 tons. They're like, they have giant H's and they fit together. And as scientists have been looking at the rock, they're saying that they think the only way this could have been done was that the rock was heated to such a degree and melted down and then poured into molds. So it's like, how do these people in the ancient world do all this stuff? And so this series looks at things like that, and There's like the Mayans, and there's the Egyptians. There's hieroglyphs and pictures on ancient civilizations all over the planet that talk about aliens and beings from the sky. They have pictures of this, you know, like literally flying saucers and stuff carved right into Egyptian tombs, Egyptian ruins. And it's the same thing in South America. It's like the same crap as like all over the world. And so those are fascinating topics. These are the type of things that make you scratch your head. I mean it's absolutely mind-boggling. You can see the pictures of all this stuff by watching it. So my point is if you watch interesting things and you have interesting stuff that you learn about that the average person is either not going to take the time to be interested in it. And you notice how I kind of, when I was telling that first story about the site in Turkey that's over 12,000 years old, those are the types, the way that you slowly reveal things, just kind of like in a romance novel. It's like you're telling a story, and so they're going, really? And they're kind of like leaning forward a little bit, they get a little closer, and really? And so a chick that might not think you're very attractive, but when she starts talking to you and like the conversation dies, when you know, she's not really elaborating very much, you can go into something like, and she'll go, wow, really? It's a type of thing that can cause her to say, well, this guy's not very attractive, but man, is he interesting. He talks about stuff that I've never heard of before. And so, if you want to become interesting to women, if you want women to find you fascinating and want to talk to you and be able to raise their level of interest, you got to be able to carry the conversation. So you got to learn about interesting things. And so you may have noticed lately that I'm starting to post topics and things about stuff other than just picking up women or life coaching. It's because I want to teach you about things. I've been fascinated with the world and history and military history and stuff my whole entire life. I've always been just obsessed with trying to understand human relationships and why people do what they do, why successful people, how are their strategies and what those strategies are and how they follow them to achieve the things they've achieved. And because you don't learn these things in college or even high school, I mean, you may learn some things, but I'll give you an example. I don't know if you've ever seen a good documentary, but this is The Fog of War with William McNamara. This guy was a Secretary of Defense under John F. Kennedy and later Lyndon Johnson after Kennedy was assassinated, all during the Vietnam War. And what this man did was in the latter years of his life, the last 20 years, he just passed away recently, I think it was a year or two ago, and he basically got together with all of his counterparts from North Vietnam that were basically the politicians and the military guys that were his adversaries basically during the Vietnam War. And basically his question or his hypothesis was, were there opportunities that we missed? Because in the beginning of the documentary, I mean, it's really gripping. He basically goes through and he tells you all the details of the Vietnam War and why it happened and how it happened and where we made mistakes. And basically, you know, the title of my website's UnderstandingRelationships.com. The whole reason that war happened is because the American politicians were not talking to the North Vietnamese politicians. I mean, these guys, after World War II, were quoting Thomas Jefferson, our founding fathers, and because basically once Germany took over France, France was a colonial power, and they controlled all of Southeast Asia. And so the French obviously were gone, and so they just assumed that, hey, we're the good guys, that we're going to come in afterwards and help them have freedom. And instead, the French said, hey, we want to reestablish our empire, and we said, well, we don't want anything to do with war. And so because we wanted a Cold War ally, because at the time France was so weak, it could have gone communist or stayed free at that point. And so we gave them money and we gave them arms, and then they went and basically tried to reconquer Vietnam. And the Vietnamese leaders, they were horrified at this. They couldn't believe it. You know, we're supposed to be the good guys, and here we are basically sending the French to oppress them. That was their perception. And if you've read the article that I wrote on Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, we failed miserably there. We did not. One of the things he says, you got to empathize with your enemy. And that was something that our leaders didn't do. In other words, you got to try to walk in the shoes of the guy that you may perceive as your enemy and try to see how it is that they look at the world through their eyes and empathize with them. And since we weren't talking to the North Vietnamese, and then basically the North Vietnamese kicked the shit out of the French, and the French went home with their tails between their legs, then we got involved. You know, and it just, there was I'm not going to go into it, but I mean, this is fascinating stuff. And there's 58,000 people died, basically because a bunch of politicians in our country and there, we were basically allowing the Chinese to be the mediators because we didn't have a direct relationship with the North Vietnamese. I mean, it was bullshit. It should have never fucking happened. If these guys would have just talked to one another, what they realized is the whole war didn't need to happen. Is if they would have just talked together, then North Vietnam and South Vietnam would have been unified and it would have been a democracy. It would have been totally free. But, you know, instead our inept politicians got in the way and they totally fucked it up. You know, I'm not saying you want to go out and talk about war if you're in a bar or a nightclub, but there's, I mean, some fascinating lessons you can learn from this stuff. I mean, this is huge. I mean, especially you can learn this kind of stuff and maybe someday pass it on to your kids and the future leaders of tomorrow, because, like I said, these are fascinating topics. Here's another great book, Good to Great, by Jim Collins. They basically studied some of the most successful corporations in U.S. history and basically detailed their findings. And so if you're a business owner or you're interested in business or maybe starting your business, I mean, it's just, there's a gazillion things out there you can get into. There's another guy's stuff is fascinating. His name is Greg Braden. He basically spent the first half of his life building the MX missile system, which in the 80s, I mean, you look it up. I mean, this thing was just, he was one of the guys who was responsible for creating weapons of mega death. I mean, each one of those missiles had, I think it was like 25 MIRVs on it, which, like, each one of those was like 1,000 times more powerful than the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima. And, like, each one of these missiles had, like, 25 of those things with, like, 1,000 times, each of them was 1,000 times more powerful. So these missiles would go into orbit and shoot 25 of these missiles, and each one of them was independently targetable. And I guess, you know, it would just launch the missiles, or the MIRV is like multiple entry, re-entry vehicle or something like that. But this guy now, what he does is he's like been on a quest for the past 20 years since he got out of the defense contracting industry and building things that kill people. He's been looking for God. He's been hanging out in the Himalayas and going into these monasteries that were, they have books that are 7, 8, 9,000 years old, these illuminated texts, stuff that the average person's never heard of, and there's spiritual traditions that these monks have, and it's like, these things are so remote, so isolated, that, I mean, you have to trek through the mountains just to get there for like a week at a time. And so there's like, all this stuff is out there, and it's like getting out on the internet, and so there's fascinating topics that you can learn about. It's just, I'm just trying to give you some examples here of some things that you can get interested and get into, so you can improve your success with women and improve your sales skills. Just become a more interesting and more worldly educated and well-rounded person. Travel around the world. Get outside your comfort zone. So if you find these messages interesting, please go to the Wibia toolbar there and press the PayPal donate button and make a donation wherever you feel the value of this message or any other thing that, whether it's my ebook or something else or a video, anytime you feel I've added significant value to your life. At the very least, just hit one of the Facebook or those other social network sharing buttons, and you can share this website with your friends or family. If you got a question you'd like to ask me that maybe I can answer in a future video newsletter, then just you can put it in the Facebook comments, or you can send it to me in the form of an email. And I'll talk to you soon.